Charlotte Jamieson ducked beneath a fallen tree branch and inwardly cursed when she tripped over an above-ground root. If she'd been in her human form, she'd probably have said the word aloud and added a few others as well. Instead, she huffed a breath, lowered her head, and moved faster through the woods. Her wolf pushed at her, ready to take control and let the run do what it needed to. Relieved the tension and stress that came with being who she was in a pack on the brink of war. Yet she couldn't quite let her wolf come to the surface, even though she was in that form. Her human half needed to think, to feel the dirt beneath her paws, and hold on to what little control she had over her life. The war was coming. Perhaps it was even here. And she didn't have a clue how she could help. She was the adoptive daughter of the former Omega of the Redwood Pack, the true daughter of the traitor to the Central Pack. Yet she had nothing to show for her blood other than the guilt that came with continuing to breathe when so many others did not. The other wolf nipped at her flank, and she sped up, thankful that he'd pulled her out of her thoughts of self-pity. She had enough trouble figuring out how to help her people without falling into a depression over where she'd come from yet again. Charlotte didn't bother to turn and bite at the other wolf for daring to touch her. This was Bram, her best friend, and everything else that she could possibly ever need. He could nip at her if he wanted. She'd just nip back. When he tried to snap at her again, she slammed her body into his. He was so much bigger than she was, though, in either form, that he didn't budge, and she almost stumbled. He let out a soft growl, even as they continued their pace, as if admonishing her for being so careless. Either that, or he worried about her too much. As this was Bram, it was probably a mixture of both. They continued their run, their pace increasing until she was panting and losing steam. She hadn't been sleeping well, not with the steady unrest around them and the wolf at her side, and now it was starting to show. She wouldn't be much help to her pack and family if she didn't start taking care of herself. And while this run had initially been part of that, as all wolves needed the exercise, she was going to hurt herself if she didn't slow down and head back home. Bram seemed to sense her needs, as always, and slowed down first. She held back another sigh, and matched his pace until they were both walking back toward the set of trees where they'd left their clothing. When they reached the area, she let out a low moan, knowing the pain from the change was coming. Even though she'd done this countless times before, the transition between wolf and human, human and wolf, never got any easier. For people like Bram, who seemed to excel at everything he did, it looked as if he gently flowed from one form to another. He never showed any signs of weakness, never looked like he wanted to pass out from the pain. That was probably why he was an enforcer and protector for her Uncle Cade, the alpha of the Redwood Pack. And why she was still caught in the in-between without a clear duty or purpose. Her bones popped, her muscles tearing as her body completed the unnatural change between her two forms. It wasn't like in the movies the humans had made before the unveiling. This wasn't full of sparkly magic and wishes. It was an intense agony infused with faith in the moon goddess that Charlotte wouldn't get stuck halfway between her two halves. She'd had nightmares about that when she was little. Of course, the fact that she'd seen it happen to her brothers, experiments before she'd come to the Redwood Pack, probably had something to do with it.